Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Today we're tackling ERPs.
Oh yeah, a big topic.
But with a specific focus, how are ERPs impacting small and medium-sized businesses? You know, those SMEs.
Yeah, because, you know, they often have unique needs when it comes to, you know, enterprise software.
Totally. And we always hear about these massive ERP systems, right? The ones built for those huge corporations.
Right.
But what about the smaller businesses? Do they even need all of that?
That's a great question. And that is actually something that this new report from Foundry in partnership with Attendo really digs into.
Oh, interesting. So what's the take-home message here?
Well, they are saying that traditional ERPs can be a little bit like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole when we're talking about SMEs.
Okay. I get that analogy. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, if you think about it, SMEs are generally much more agile and they're adaptable compared to those bigger companies.
Right.
So they need software that can keep up with their needs as they change.
Makes sense.
You know, they don't want to be held back by processes that are super rigid.
So it's not just about the size of the business. It's about having software that is flexible.
Exactly. And that's where Attendo is saying they have a solution.
Okay. So what's Attendo claiming to do differently?
So they are saying they offer a different type of ERP, one that's made specifically for SMEs.
Got it. So how are they approaching this? What's the secret sauce?
One of their big things is this idea of modularity.
Modularity?
Yeah. Think of it like Legos. You can pick and choose the modules that you need. And then as your business grows or if it changes, you can, you know, add or remove them as you need.
Oh, that's interesting. So instead of getting stuck with some outdated system, you can kind of adapt Attendo as you go.
Exactly. And you can also integrate it with other tools that you're already using.
Oh, that's super important, especially for SMEs that maybe, you know, are already using a bunch of different platforms and they need something that can bring it all together.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one of their big selling points. They're very much emphasizing that you don't have to change your processes to fit the software. The software adapts to you.
I like that. So is there anything in the report, like a specific example where this really worked?
Yeah, they actually highlight a case study. It's a food distributor called Samuels & Son.
Okay, well, I've heard of them.
So they actually implemented a traditional ERP, and it was so rigid that it almost shut down their operations.
Seriously? What happened?
Orders and invoicing became these massive bottlenecks.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine you're a food distributor, and suddenly you can't get your products out the door or bill your customers.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
So how did Attendo come in and solve this?
Like we were saying, it all comes down to that modularity. So Samuels & Son could pick and choose exactly what they needed for their workflows and make sure that the transition was smooth and nothing got disrupted.
Okay, so we've got modularity to really customize the ERP experience. What else is Attendo doing?
This is where things get really interesting. They're incorporating generative AI into their platform.
Okay, AI. That's a popular buzzword these days.
Yeah, it really is.
But what does that actually mean for someone using an ERP?
So basically, it means you can interact with the system in natural language.
You mean just like talking to it?
Yeah, pretty much. So you can ask it questions, give it commands, and it'll understand.
So you're saying I could say something like, hey, Attendo, show me your sale figures for the last quarter. And it was, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like having a virtual assistant who knows everything about your business data and can pull up whatever you need instantly.
Okay. That sounds pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Especially for those smaller businesses that maybe don't have a huge IT team to handle those requests.
Exactly. It really democratizes access to data and insights. So anyone on the team can get what they need when they need it.
Okay. I'm starting to see why Attendo is getting attention, especially for SMEs. They've got that flexibility with the modularity and then that user-friendliness with the AI.
And those are just a couple of things that make them stand out. There's a lot more to unpack here, like how they handle integration with other systems and how they keep your data secure.
Sounds like we've got a lot more ground to cover when it comes to ERPs. But before we get too lost in the details, let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
How does a business even know if an ERP like Attendo is right for them? Like, where do they even begin?
That's a great question. And the report actually gives some pretty useful advice on this. They lay out four key criteria that businesses should consider when they're evaluating any ERP.
Okay, let's break those down. I'm all ears.
Okay, so the first one they talk about is customization. Like, can you actually tailor the system to fit your needs without having to get, you know, expensive developers involved?
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to end up with a system that only solves half of your problems.
Exactly. And that's often the problem with those traditional ERPs.
Right. They can be really rigid.
Exactly. Especially for those SMEs that maybe don't have a big IT budget.
Right. So with Attendo, you can build it like those Legos. So what's the next thing to consider?
The next one kind of builds on that idea of modularity. It's scalability. So can the system grow with your business? Can you add or remove those modules as you need?
Okay, so you're not trapped in a system that can't handle your growth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's say you suddenly need to add a new warehouse or you're expanding to a new market. Your ERP needs to be able to handle that.
Right, it's got to be flexible.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then speaking of transitions that are smooth, the third thing they talk about is integration.
Integration. That's a big one these days.
Yeah, because nowadays businesses are using so many different tools and platforms.
Right.
So can the ERP actually connect with your CRM, with your e-commerce platform, with your marketing automation tools, all that
You
stuff?
don't want to have all your data trapped in these separate systems.
Exactly. And a good ERP should act like that central hub where all your data and processes connect. So you get that single source of truth that we were talking about.
I see. And then what's that last criteria?
The last one is user-friendliness.
Yeah.
And I think this one is super important, even though it often gets overlooked.
Yeah, I bet a lot of our listeners are nodding their heads right now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to use software that's clunky or try to figure out
Yes.
some complicated error message.
Exactly. Like we were saying, it's 2024. Software should work for us, not the other way around.
Exactly.
So is the system intuitive? Can
Yeah.
someone who isn't super tech savvy use it easily? Does it have a modern interface? Can you access it from anywhere on any device? All of those things.
Those are all really important considerations.
Yeah.
And I think that's another place where Attendo's use of AI really shines.
Exactly, because it takes that user-friendliness to a whole new level when you can just talk to the system.
You don't have to remember commands or navigate through tons of menus.
Exactly. You're literally having a conversation with your ERP system.
That's so cool.
And for SMEs, especially those that maybe don't have a dedicated IT person, that's a game changer because suddenly everyone can access data and get insights.
Yeah. It really levels the playing field.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got those four criteria: customization, scalability, integration, and user friendliness. It's a pretty solid checklist for evaluating any ERP system.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm curious, how does Attendo actually do all this? Like, what's the magic behind it?
So one of the key things is that they use a microservices architecture.
Okay, what does that mean?
Think of it like breaking down a big traditional ERP into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Okay, so instead of one huge piece of software, you've got all these little parts that work together.
Yeah, exactly. And this has a few advantages. One is that it makes the whole system more flexible. So you can update just one part without messing up the whole thing.
I see. It's just like swapping out one of those Lego bricks without having to rebuild the whole thing.
Exactly. And it also makes it easier to integrate with other systems because each of those little parts has a specific job and they talk to each other in a standardized way.
Oh, so you're breaking down those data silos we talked about earlier.
Exactly. The information can flow between different systems, so you get a more complete view of your business.
And that's where the power of this modular approach really comes in.
Exactly. It's not just about flexibility. It's about having all your systems work together.
I'm starting to get the bigger picture here, but I still have one question. How does the AI actually work within this system with all those different pieces?
So imagine each of those little parts has its own AI assistant.
Okay.
And these assistants, they're trained on lots of data and they can understand what you're saying.
So if I ask the sales part of the system to show me our top performing products, it would actually get it.
Yeah. It would understand what you mean and then it would grab that data and show it to you in a way that's easy to understand.
That's really cool. It's like having a whole team of analysts ready to answer your questions.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And it means that anyone on your team can ask questions and get answers without having to be a tech expert.
So it's really powerful for SMEs who might not have a whole data science team.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole shift towards these flexible AI-powered ERPs so exciting. It's not just about technology, it's about giving businesses of all sizes the tools they need to succeed.
This deep dive into ERPs has been really interesting. We've talked about the problems with the old systems and the possibilities with these new modular AI-powered solutions like Attendo.
And we've seen how these new approaches can really help SMEs by giving them that customization, integration, and user-friendliness that they need.
But as we wrap up this part, I'm left wondering, this report is all about SMEs. But could these same ideas work for bigger companies too?
That's a good question. It makes you wonder if the traditional ERP model is becoming a little outdated.
Right. because the way businesses operate is changing so quickly.
Yeah, like think about the rise of remote work and e-commerce and the importance of data security. All of these things need a different kind of ERP.
Yeah, one that's more adaptable and connected.
Exactly. And that's where these new ERPs like Attendo really shine, because they're built to handle these changes.
So they're not just tools, they're really partners for growth.
Exactly. And that's a really powerful idea to think about, an ERP that actually helps you make better decisions and helps your team do their best work.
Yeah. It feels like we're at a turning point when you think about how businesses use technology.
I think so, too. You know, for a long time, software has just been like a necessary evil.
Yeah.
You know, something you just have to use to keep up.
Right.
But with these new AI-powered ERPs, it's like technology is becoming something that actually helps businesses.
Right. It's not just about automating things anymore.
Yeah. It's about actually using technology to your advantage to get insights and create better experiences for your customers.
And that should be exciting for any business leader out there.
Yeah.
To think that their ERP could actually be a partner in their success.
It's like having a system that helps you make better decisions and stay ahead of the curve.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
What do you have in mind?
Don't be afraid to make a change. If your current ERP isn't working for you, go out there and explore some new options.
Absolutely. There are solutions out there like Attendo that are really designed for those smaller businesses. Yeah. So do your research. Talk to people. Find a system that really fits your vision.
Because the right ERP can really make a difference.
It can help you grow, streamline things, and reach your full potential.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of ERPs.
It's been fun.
We hope you learned something new and that you're feeling inspired to explore what's out there.
Absolutely. Always keep learning and keep innovating.
That's what it's all about. Thanks for listening.